From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The United Nations Security Council has voted today to authorize a no-fly zone over Libya. 10 of the Council's 15 members voting in favor of the resolution, with Russia, China, and Germany abstaining. There were no votes opposing the measure. National Security Correspondent Tom Gjelten joins me now. So, Tom, what does this resolution specifically authorize in Libya?
This resolution is meant to protect the civilian population of Libya, all these people who have been standing up against the Gaddafi regime. They're now vulnerable to his counterattack, which has been fierce. This resolution authorizes a no-fly zone, but part of enforcing a no-fly zone is airstrikes against those Gaddafi forces to keep them from conducting airstrikes against the rebel forces. In fact, the resolution specifically authorizes governments to take all necessary measures, that's a quote, to protect the population. So it's essentially about an outside military intervention to stop this counterattack.
Now, this comes after Muammar Gaddafi's launched a major offensive against rebels. Does it come too late? Can it make a difference?
Well, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé said, "We have little time left, a matter of hours. In fact, the Gaddafi forces are bearing down on the city of Benghazi in eastern Libya right now. That's the rebels' last stronghold. So for this action to be effective, it basically has to stop them in their tracks.
So we expect something soon.
We may see something within the next 24 hours. The French government is in position to strike, and it has said that it needs to come quickly. I think we should watch the French government for action here.
Thank you very much, NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Gjelten. In light of the situation in Japan, President Obama today said he will call for a comprehensive safety review of the 104 nuclear reactors in the U.S. The president saying that's despite the fact he has confidence in the safety of U.S. nuclear facilities.
Our nuclear power plants have undergone exhaustive study and have been declared safe for any number of extreme contingencies.
President saying he is asking the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to examine U.S. nuclear plants to make sure they can withstand a disaster like the earthquake and tsunami that hit Japan. Radioactive particles from the damaged nuclear plant in Japan could reach the atmosphere over the West Coast in coming days. But as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, radiation levels are expected to be very low.
Data from the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization indicates that material from Japan's earthquake-damaged nuclear reactors may be detected in Southern California as early as Friday. The United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the elevated levels of radiation are not significant amounts and are not expected to pose health risks. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.
After yesterday's more than 2% drop by blue chips, U.S. financial markets were showing some signs of rebounding today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 161 points to close at 11,774. That was a rise of 1.3%. The Nasdaq gained 19 points. The S&P 500 was up 16 points today. You're listening to NPR. Chicago man who spent the last 25 years in prison for a double murder he says was tortured into confessing to is now free. And as NPR's David Schaefer reports, the former police commander who led the investigation is behind bars.
45-year-old Eric Kane says Chicago police detectives under the command of then-Lieutenant John Burge beat him and tortured him until he confessed to murdering a Chicago couple in their home. His co-defendant, Aaron Patterson, was sentenced to death. Kane to life in prison. 8 years ago, former Illinois Governor George Ryan pardoned Patterson and set him free because of the overwhelming evidence he was tortured and innocent. But no one re-examined Kane's case until recently. Wednesday, a judge ordered that Kane be freed. After walking out of the Southern Illinois prison, he said, quote, "Let me breathe the air. I just want to enjoy this moment right now." Meanwhile, former Lieutenant Burge Wednesday began serving a 4.5-year prison sentence of his own for lying about torture under oath and obstruction of justice. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
On the wings of the snow.
Pioneering country singer Ferlin Husky with one of his hit songs, Wings of a Dove. Husky had a string of other 50s and 60s hits, including Gone and Just for You. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame last year, Husky had a career that took him from singer-songwriter to actor and comedian. In recent years, however, he suffered from a variety of health problems, including heart ailments and other difficulties. Ferlin Husky was 85 years old. Giant package shipper FedEx is forecasting stronger economic growth for the current quarter, which the company says should boost earnings. However, the world's second-largest package shipper also says higher fuel costs and the current turmoil in the Mideast remain major uncertainties. FedEx says it does expect positive fourth-quarter earnings. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington. Support.